This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get to Lonnie on the line right now. Lonnie, good morning. We hear that there's some problems in paradise with it. Is it your husband or a boyfriend?
Well, it's my boyfriend. Not married yet.
Okay, gotcha.
We've been together about 7 months.
Okay.
We were having brunch, and the server that came over, some kind of electricity between the two of them. You know what I mean? It's almost like they knew each other, but they were trying to pretend like they didn't know each other. It was an odd interaction. I thought that everything was great about us and our relationship. We've been talking about moving in together, but gosh, I can't stop thinking about this waitress. I got a glimpse of her name tag, and then what is the next thing that a suspicious woman does? They go to social media.
Sure do, honey. That's what we do.
Oh, I did.
But it sucks because you get sucked down a rabbit hole.
Yes, big giant hole that I'm stuck in.
Or he's stuck in.
Hey,
okay.
Joey.
Okay.
There's no explicit or anything weird pictures, but they do follow each other's photos on Instagram. It didn't add up that they were pretending like they didn't know each other. And, you know, why would they do that when they obviously know each other?
No, I mean, we all have heard stories from people in the past, and women's intuition is definitely a thing, but...
Anisha has it.
Thank you. I just appreciate you acknowledging my truth.
Now, 7 months... Here's what's coming to mind really, really quick. If he is cheating on you, are you going to give him a second chance? Is he really, you know, giving you that effort and energy that there is a possible long-term relationship with this guy? Or are you one and done?
Oh, that's a hard one because, yeah, if he's doing that this early in the game, man, I don't think things are going to end well for me.
Which is totally fair. I guess it's so strange to me that everything feels fine to you in the relationship otherwise. Like, if there's no other signs or any, like, I don't know, if bedroom activity is not normal,
yeah, but
plan cancellations.
This weird intuition when he interacts with other women and then he follows them on social media and obviously interacts with them there. I think that's a red flag. I would feel weird about it and I'd want answers right away.
I can't get this waitress out of my mind. I really suspect that there's something going on with Veronica.
She spelled it with a K. Veronica, to spell it with a K, suspect.
Why do you say that?
That's a side chick's name. You spelled Veronica with a K.
That would be weird. I would have to go back and look, but I don't think she did.
Okay.
Well, parents had to be so extra and add a K to certain people's names.
Like Kim, Courtney.
Well, those are K names.
I'm saying they added a K. No, look, Courtney would have a C.
Oh, you're right.
All right, so Miss Thing, we're going to call Tony up next. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay and ask one simple question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
And hopefully when he answers that, he says your name. Okay, Lonnie?
Fingers crossed. Here it is.
All right, up next, staycation set up with your morning mess. Don't you move. Okay, we're back with a staycation set up. We talked to Lonnie, who her intuition is going off about her relationship with her man, Tony. Now, they've been together for 7 months, but Lonnie, you are almost positive that there might be something going on with him and this girl named Veronica.
You know, I hate to say it. I hate to be that woman. It's always pointing fingers, but I think I'm right. And
did you look on her Instagram? You see how she looks? Is she fine?
She's pretty hot. She's polished hot.
Just very crystal feminine, hot. Girly.
Oh,
so she's filtered.
God.
Don't worry about it, girl. You're cuter than her.
All right. Well, let's give Tony a call from the free romantic stay and see who he wants to put on that reservation. Okay, Lonnie?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Tony?
Yes. Who's this?
Hi, Tony. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So what that means is we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite.
Right, but are you going to require my credit card? And
I want to assure you, sir, the only thing we would need your credit card for is if you got some room service. Everything about the stay in itself is complimentary.
Okay.
So with that being said, I've just got a few questions on our reservation paperwork here. I've got your name and number. Now, my first question for you, sir, is we leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, I can either put something generic on there, or if you have something specific, I'm ready to write that down.
Can you write, "It was great bumping into you. Let's see what happens when we take this further than a DM.
And then my next question for you, sir, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Her name is Veronica.
What the f***?
Tony, we have to let you know you're live on the radio right now. It's Live 101.5. It's the Morning Mess.
What?
So your girl Lani gave us a call and thought you were cheating, and obviously...
Is Veronica this waitress girl?
Like, what are you doing?
You can't run around on somebody and say you're going to move in with them and love them at the same freaking breath. It doesn't work that way.
All right, you're making a fool of yourself, so I would just stop talking now if I were you.
Damn, you going to take that, Lani?
You know what?
See how he voted.
I don't have to take a damn thing from him.
Nothing's happened, so I don't know why you're freaking out. I don't know why you're calling the radio. I haven't done anything. I haven't cheated on you. So.
Well, you're trying to.
You're going
to
take Veronica on a romantic weekend getaway? You're going to take a waitress and we just tip at brunch.
I know what kind of tip he's giving her.
Joey, can you absolutely not?
These waitresses out here risking it for the biscuit, boy.
So what's really the deal, Tony?
I have not cheated on my girlfriend. Nothing has happened.
Then why would you want to take Veronica on a little romantic staycation? Explain that.
Veronica's nobody. She's
so why'd you say her name when we asked you who you want to put on the reservation?
I don't know. I didn't even know.
Are you going to be Big Spoon or Little Spoon in the hotel room?
Okay.
All right, fine. You want to know? Veronica's this waitress who I met on Instagram. We followed each other. She gave me the time of day, and I wanted to get my last time before I moved in with crazy Lonnie, which probably isn't going to happen now. So, you guys happy?
I'm happy because I dodged a great big bullet. And you know what? You can have all the last runarounds that you wanted to because I didn't turn crazy until you just cheated on me.
I have
lost the best damn thing you ever had.
All right. Whatever, Lonnie.
I think he hung up. So, girl, hold on 1 second. We're going to go ahead and get you some counseling services so we can help you out with that. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you like tacos?
Well, I like tacos.
Girl, don't answer.
Do you like tacos?
Don't answer the question.
She can answer it. I mean, this is probably the best piece of advice Joey gives on the show.
Yeah, I've kind of been quiet on this one.
Have you? What's it been, a whole day?
Do you like tacos, Lonnie?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to teach you a little term that I learned back in the days growing up in East L.A. Tacos before vatos. You ever heard of that term?
Am I monumentally naive? What the hell does that mean?
No. You know what a vato is?
I know what a taco is.
There you go. Of course you know what a taco is. Oh, a vato is like a man. So you got to put your tacos before your man in your life. Oh, just go have a taco.
Oh, my God.
Call your girlfriends. A little taco Tuesday on whatever day it is. Chase it down with some cerveza and you'll be good. Okay, Lonnie?
Okay.
So say it with me. Tacos before vatos.
Tacos before vatos.
There you go. Say it with enthusiasm.
Okay. She got a little accent in there, too, honey. Okay. I don't know what your background is, but, honey, you're forward a little Mexican, ain't you?
Oh, you know what? I'll take a nice Mexican as long as his name's not Tony.
Hey, now, she likes a little horchata with her meatloaf. Hello.
Okay.
Hold on right there, man. You know what I'm saying?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.